Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Wings with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Cass's Crazy Edition. First, you know, I got to thank everybody for rocking with me and supporting me. But this one, Cass's Crazy, is a special one. Now, you know me, I don't ever do anything current, meaning that if something happens major in the news, I don't jump on the podcast and talk about it. I'm not about the clout. You know, I don't do that, guys. You know, something happens, I talk about it maybe a few days later or a week later, sometimes a month later. You know me, I'm not for the clout. I do this podcast, I keep it pure. But today I had to talk about it. About 15 minutes ago, it was announced by President Trump that Christy Kirk had died. Now, if you don't know who Christy Kirk is, he's a conservative that's very controversial. He supports Trump and a lot of different policies that people don't like. You know, a lot of Democrats and conservatives don't like him. And, you know, he goes around college campuses debating college kids. And, you know, he does like that Candace Owens Dunn's and the guy from Fit and Fresh New, you know, go there, controversy things. He has a very popular blog. He speaks out a lot of engagement. So, you know, I don't agree with a lot of his things, but at the end of the day, this man goes out there, speaks his mind. He doesn't hold any political power. Yeah, he may have a very popular blog, but he doesn't hold any political power. He's not in Congress, not on no board or anything like that. Man, I know you're probably saying, Cass, what does this have to do with Black men's mental health? Why are you talking about this white man? But, you know, I think there's a broader picture that has happened in America that reflects on what's going on with Black men as well. You know, the new Black man is conservative views. And the Black men are affected by it too. Now, even if I don't agree with a lot of what he says, there's a lot of things he does say that is true. He has recognized that fathers aren't in the home. He had Black men and how we are not being treated well by our Black women and all the things that Black men complain about and talk about. He has spoke about, you know, the jail system and how Black men are unfavored in there and things like that, criminals and stuff like that, or taking responsibility. He has talked about a lot of things that, you know what, to be honest, are true to Black men. You know, and even with Trump, let's be honest, a lot of Trump's policies or things that he say really reflect what Black men are saying. That's why a lot of Black men voted for Trump and not for Kamala, because at the end of the day, he spoke to the Black man more than Kamala did. So it saddens me that somebody with those views, now he did have a lot of views that I didn't agree with, and you know, and I'm not a big Trump supporter. I may like some things he does, but I'm not a Trump supporter in a sense. But nobody should die for that. Now, I went online, and the online is just horrible. Now, whether you like this person or not, like, for example, I didn't like Samuel Jackson, you know, the Black guy that, you know, the commentary guy that, you know, I had some podcasts on him, and, you know, but when he died, it was very sad that he passed away. And it made me realize that, you know, because at first I almost jumped on the bandwagon. I was like, well, you know, good. You know, I kind of know the way he died with the girl and stuff. I was kind of like, oh, maybe, but then I realized to myself that I am doing the same thing that those that I speak about do, the hate, the anger. And when I went online, I saw a lot of women, especially women, Black women, women in general, saying good riddance. Thank God he's dead. You know, it's sad, you know, and that's sad. Now, As a black man, I understand that hate. The hate of, like, you could have your opinion and they would hate you no matter what. When you're not catering to their ideas of what they see as just and right, you're evil. To the point where this man was, his life was taken for speaking out on issues that he believed in. Now, once again, he didn't have any political power. He didn't have any position on Congress, nothing. But at the end of the day, somebody felt that it was bad enough to go kill him. Now, this man has a wife and kids. Now his kid, their kids lost their father. Isn't this how villains are made in comic books? Somebody's father was killed unjustly. Then the bitter kids or the wife or the family member becomes bitter and becomes a villain themselves to revenge. I mean, this is ever going cycle. It is funny because the side of the Democrats, the liberals, the people that say that they're for everybody, they hate so much. They think because they're so dang that they hate so much to kill, to bash. It's like the whole Me Too movement and things like that. Like at the end of the day, they think they're so justified that their anger and hate justifies them hating everybody that doesn't agree with them. Now, I get it. Trauma is real. At the end of the day, when you go through something, you know, you don't want to differentiate things. You know, if you get raped by a black man and, you know, you get scared of all black men. I get it. I understand. I'm not, you know, I understand that. But it should never get to the point where you want to kill somebody. And this man lost his life for speaking up. See, this is what happened. This is what black men face every day. Like, see, we don't get outright killed, but our lives get ruined by speaking up, by saying the things that are true. Now, like I said, I may not have agreed with things he said. I may not have seen eye to eye, but he said a lot of truthful things. And if saying truthful things or saying things that you believe in gets you killed, then this is horrible. See, this is the reflection of what happens to men in general. When they speak their mind, it's against everybody. If it's against, then it's a problem. See, the man, they said, is this older man, this conservative, this liberal, this conservative guy that, I mean, liberal guy that killed him. We don't know yet. I know they're still working that out. But, you know, that's the definition of a simp. See, a simp man will go along with the masses, you know, and most of the masses, these women out here that have these thoughts and these views. And then what they do is they get these guys to believe them. And then the guys go out there and fight these unnecessary wars and battles and kills. You know what I'm saying? People say women are not, women are men are evil. Women are the most evil things in the world. And let's be honest, guys, because if this is a world of a man, we will solve it with a war. Whoever wins the war will reap the spoils of the war, and we keep it moving. You challenge when you can, you follow when you can't. You follow, you know what I'm saying? You challenge when you can, you follow when you can't. That's man's philosophy. But at the end of the day, you know, you got, it's mostly women yelling and screaming. You don't see no real guys screaming at these liberals because you know why? We don't care. Most men don't care about somebody's political views. I'm going to vote the way I vote and make sure my family's good. That's it. But it's the women that have the problems and the emotional. And then you have these guys that ally with them that get emotional with them. You know, now I'm not saying not to ally with a woman when she's being wronged. Not at all, guys. I don't want people to sit here and say, oh, Cass is against women, and not at all. But at the end of the day, this is a simp man who sat there, really thought, I'm going to kill this guy because of his political views. And let's be honest, most of the views aren't really against men. They're against women. You know what I'm saying? The view of it. You know what I'm saying? A woman's right, trans rights. You know, it's more of a woman thing. Guys, we saw things differently. But it's really the women views and things like that. And that's the problem. And now this man is dead because he spoke his truth. His truth. May not be your truth. May not be other people's truth. But it was his truth. And now this man is dead. Do we understand? There's no coming back from dead. There's no coming back from death at all. This man's life ended because he had a political view. But see, this reflects to the bigger problem with men, and it's even worse for black men. When we speak up and we speak against the norm, when we speak against what everybody wants or the women want and things like that, and you have the sip man out there that wants to fulfill it, because at the end of the day, this man did not deserve to die. But see, that's the threat we have right now. And people are calling it justifiable, but that's what happens to black men. Like, women are black women run around and they say everything that happens that we deserve when we get hurt, our feelings get hurt, we get played, we get taken of child alimony, child support, all this other stuff. You know what? You deserved it. Even when we didn't, you still deserve it because you're a man. Now, I know he's not a black man, and I'm not saying that he didn't have white privilege. I'm not saying that there was something, you know, that it's relatable to a black man. I'm not saying that he didn't say things I didn't like. That's not what I'm saying. But see, this is the mentality we have in our society today, that if you say anything that I don't like, you have the right to kill me or do whatever I can to mess you up. This is the women mentality, because at the end, only a simp man would do that. Only a simp man would go for a guy that really has no political pull. Like, he's not going for the Congress people, the Senate. Not saying anybody should, but I'm saying these are the people that make the decisions. But you know what? You're going for this guy that's going to college campuses and having debates. That's who you want to shoot. That's who you want to go for to make a statement that you support your allies and all that. You know, Republicans, yeah, they have some policies I don't like, I'm not with, but the only violence that comes is coming from the Democrats right now. And that whole mentality, the Democrats will support black women and welfare and taking the fathers out the home and things like that. So at the end of the day, this is a sad situation that I think really needs to be addressed. We need to have healthy debates. We need to be able to sit down and talk about things. You know, now I understand, like, he's not a black man, so I am in no way saying that his struggles related to us, but it just speaks volume to the parallels of speaking up against the masses. And look what happens. Because it's funny, because most of the country did vote for Trump. Obviously they did. He won, right? But most of the country is not out there protesting the situation. It's the other side that's doing it. You know, even though most of the country did vote, but it's like, all right, they vote for whatever. They don't like it. It's like, I don't like his immigration stuff. And, oh, yeah, that's there's a lot of stuff I don't like. So I'm not defending this man or the idea. And I'm not saying people should not like him. That's fine. But if we live in a very democratic society and the majority votes for somebody, we have to not like it, but respect it. If we don't like it, then what we need to do is go through the means to fight it. You know what I'm saying? Vote different senators into Congress and congressmen into Congress and things like that. Like, do things that are really going to affect and make a difference. Going out and killing a conservative that has no political power to change anything makes no difference. All you do is rile up the other side even more. Now you're giving them mortars. You're giving them people that now they're going to do more things against the liberals because they killed a conservative. Like, do you understand? It's a backlash. It's like Me Too. There's a backlash that happened with Me Too. You know, when Me Too got really powerful, and then all of a sudden it got so powerful, there was a backlash. There was a backlash with the trans movement. You know, it was so powerful, that was a backlash. See, the backlash happens. Now you're killing conservatives. You think they're just going to say, oh, you know, we hear the liberals more, we hear the Democrats more. Like, no. They're the ones in power, and you're killing somebody that has no power. So the people in power say, oh, you're doing this to our peoples. Like, people don't understand, like, that doesn't solve anything. We need to come together and make political moves. But unfortunately, people aren't doing that. Am I crazy for seeing this? I mean, we could disagree with a lot of things that the Republicans do, that people on the conservative side do, and that's your right to do that. But to justify and to say it's okay for them to get killed, then what's the point of being in America? What's the point of having a political party if you speak against views, you get shot? Now, Christy Kirk has been talking this even before. He's been talking this for years before Trump was in office, Biden, Obama was up. He's had the same political views. So it's not like he changed over, like, oh, now I'm going to talk more because Trump. No, he's had the same political views for years. But now all of a sudden, is to the point where he ain't saying nothing new, but now all of a sudden, let's kill him. And people are actually rejoicing it. People are actually saying, yay, that's ridiculous. But see, that's the same mentality and the same evil that we face in the black community between men and women. You know, everything is excusable. No matter what we do as black men, whether we're good or bad, it's justifiable. When bad things happen to us, we deserve it. When good things happen to us, we don't deserve it. It's the same parallel. And the problem with a lot of black men is that right now we feel in the pain, not because, you know, we're sympathetic to white men, because we understand the persecution. We understand, like, damn, you know what? You speak your mind. Now even a white man gonna get shot for speaking his mind. So when we speak our mind, we're the devil. We're evil. We can't do that. We have to do this. We have to do that. We're just a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, we can't fight for our kids, child support, all this stuff. Like, it's the same. I mean, maybe it's just an overall man problem, because I guarantee who did it was a simp. I guarantee he's going to start speaking, talking about it. Like I said, quote me, I could be wrong, and that's fine. It's early, so nobody know. But I guarantee he's going to speak about political views and, you know, love all trans in the bathroom and, you know, everybody deserves welfare. And I'm sure, and Trump, you know, and Trump is the devil, and, you know, anybody supports him is evil. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, you know, but like I said, I could be wrong. So I'll leave it open for when the facts come out to, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, you could replay this and say, damn, Cashy was wrong. But I'll pull it out. Yep, I was wrong. Maybe this was just a crazy guy, just like the black guy that killed the white girl on the bus that, like, nobody was talking about. And it was such outrage. Now they're starting to talk about it. But, you know, if it was a white guy that killed a black person, it'll be on every front cover of every news, every blog. But this crazy black man just stabbed this white girl. And then you had political people defending him, like, oh, this man's so disturbed and stuff. Yeah, he probably is. Don't get me wrong. So no defending him at all. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, there was a whole bunch of black people. He just killed that one white girl. You know, it's like when we do it, we justify things. But when they do it, it's like, oh, my God. And we got to stop this thinking. I think black men, we're not into that thinking. You know, I meet a lot. I meet more black men that are more trying to conform for master, in a sense, than trying to, you know, change the scheme. You know, they're just trying to, you know, live their life, support their family and stuff like that, rather than trying to be liberal or conservative and stuff. Most black men don't really, you know, just trying to do what they got to do. And most of the decision makers for the black women who they with, because they're more emotional about it. But in general, we're not worried about all that stuff. We're worried about our money, our check, taking care of our family. So at the end of the day, you know, this problem is because, and I'm sure this guy is some type of sim guy. I'm telling you, I'm sure he is, because there's no way you wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to kill Christy Kirk, because you know why? At the end of the day, that's going to change things. Like, come on. It's probably some emotional dude that whatever. It's just ridiculous. But like I said, this is not black man's problem, but this is a cast. It's crazy, because I think it's absolutely crazy that somebody shot this man for his political views. Like, come on. Like, you know, not saying it's even better, but I get, you know, the CEO of the pharmaceutical company or the insurance company and stuff, because they're making decisions every day that are killing people for profit and money. Not saying it's right, because it's not right, no matter what. But, you know, I would get the motivation to do it. Like, okay, I could sit down and understand the idea of maybe this will help, even though it won't in the long run. It's not. Nobody's, just because that man died, nobody's insurance is better, nobody's getting improved or nothing. You know what I'm saying? More, you know, nothing changed. But I get the idea, you know, or a senator or a congressman or something like that. Yeah, I get the idea. I don't agree with it, nor I think it's right, but I get it. But Charlie Kirk, he's just a blogger, a guy that speaks on the internet, guy that goes to different functions and speaks his mind, and people think it's okay that man got killed. He has a wife and a kid. Like, it's just sad. It's just truly sad that, like, we've come to this in America where it's become so crazy. Now, it's not even a black man issue no more. It's just anybody speaking against the masses, which isn't the masses because most people voted for Trump. See, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the masses. It's like the trans issue. You know, it's 1% of the population, but they're the ones making all this noise. It's the same thing now. You know, most people vote for Trump. He's in office. Okay, you don't like what he has? Then go out there and vote for people that think like you. Go and vote for these people. Come out. Because how many people? They said like maybe 40 million people didn't vote. People just sat at home, didn't vote at all. That could have swayed the vote to somebody else, Kamala, if that's who you really wanted. But no, people stayed home. So this is what we got. But violence and killing somebody is definitely not the answer. And like, am I crazy for seeing it that way? This man lost his life and people are just okay with it. But it's not going to change nothing. Like it's like going out there protesting now as black people. That don't change nothing anymore. Maybe back in the 70s, the 60s and stuff like that. But now it's money. Get out there, get people in the right places, flex your money, whatever. Get together with people, vote people in that got you, have your ideas. But this is not the way of doing it. It is sad. But guys, like I said, you know, I don't ever talk about things that are current. I'll talk about something a week or two later because, you know, I'm not looking for clout. But I just felt it in my spirit to talk about this because it's just sad that, you know, this man died because of his views. That's ridiculous. You know, and the people, the liberals that speak about freedom of speech, freedom to think how you want, are the first to be anti that when it comes to people not seeing it their way, which is so funny. You know, every movement is funny. They're like, let me be me. But at the end of the day, I can't be me by not liking how you view things. That is the most contradicted thing in my life. Please, please let me do me. Let me feel how I want to feel. Let me believe what I want to believe. But then when I say, all right, fine, you can do you, but I just don't like what you're doing. Oh, my God, you're homophobic. You are against our country. You don't like people. I mean, it's the craziest thing in the world. It's like be free, but you only can be free if you do as I say. It's like religion. It's like we're free to make choices, but if we make a choice that he don't like, we go to hell. like then what's the point of freedom? Like, so my only choice is that there is no choice, really. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a choice to do anything because the consequences of, like, I'm going to go to hell if I don't choose your way. Like, how is that freedom? You know? Like, literally, that man should have the freedom to say whatever he wants. If you don't like it, don't listen. Or if you don't like it, debate him, go back and forth. But, like, that's all that will happen. Like, he's not a person that votes anything in or is changing anything. So even if you have a debate and win, it changes nothing. But somebody felt strong enough to kill him. This is another edition of Cast is Crazy. I just had to speak about this. God bless his soul, his family, his supporters. Like I said, it's not a black man issue in a sense, but it is a bigger picture of men. And be careful out there, because black men, we know one thing, that we would definitely be crucified for speaking out against the masses. We're there all the time. So at the end of the day, just be safe out there. You know, don't sit there and co-sign the craziness. Don't sit there and let others make you think that a man dying is justifiable. I don't care if he was saying hell Hitler around the world. He still didn't deserve to die. That's his opinion. I thought that's what America was for. I thought that was what we were fighting for, to be equal and to say what we want to have freedoms. But it seems that, you know, it's funny because we talk about how conservative racists, they suppress us and they're against us. And, you know, that's true in certain matters. But we go around, do the same thing. Everybody else don't see like us. I mean, it's just... it's just sad. I think it's really, really sad that this guy lost his life, and the way he lost his life too, you know, it's debating and talking and somebody just shot him in the neck. Like, now his family, his kids, his wife, you know, have to see that over and over, because, you know, it's going to be on the news, the internet for weeks now. It's going to be brought up anytime a debate comes up, and they have to relive that over and over and over again for the rest of their lives. It's sad. While people are right now probably celebrating and saying, yay, he's dead. Thank God that man that spoke his opinion, that had no power to change anything, that man is dead. Yay. Am I crazy for feeling that way? For looking it that way? Well, hey guys, this is another Cast This Crazy edition of Black Men's Mental Health. I appreciate you for listening and tuning in. Yeah, man, you know, I'm not even gonna go through the whole thing because I think it's just sad. I'm not gonna do my ending like usual. You know, just, you know, follow me on Black Men's Mental Health on Instagram and email me, you know, if you want me to talk about some things, some topics or some things that I've missed maybe over the last few weeks or things you want me to talk about, email me, you know, blackmensmentalhealth@gmail.com or CasanovaWilliams@gmail.com. You can just email me and just tell me what you want me to talk about. But like I said, you know, be careful here, guys, because the truth or your truth will get you killed. All right, guys, until next time.